I know. It's tough, right? It's tough. But wait, how do you develop perseverance to achieve greatness in your life? Well, you need some training. This is not normal. But don't worry, I got it all laid out for you here. Believe me, I've been through plenty of tough stuff. Now it's time for you to have the shortcut. Don't miss this video. Watch closely and know the shortcuts. You know, there's challenges that happen in life, and some people get stopped and other people don't. I think it's time to learn how to develop perseverance to achieve greatness in life. Don't you think? Like, I think there's something we can learn here because nobody is immune to challenges. Really? If you don't think you have challenges, yeah, you do. You know you have them. I have them. You have them. They have them. But why and how do people get through those? Let's talk about why you give up and how, what things can you do so you don't give up. You know, let's do some work here. Let's don't let this just keep smashing you and stopping you and, you know, and woe is you, woe is you, woe is you. I think the woe is you stories need to stop. And I think it's time you stop complaining and moaning and groaning about stuff that's happening to you and do something about it. But first, let's talk about why you do stop. And you don't make it into that life of having greatness in your life. Well, number one reason why people give up is they stop talking about what's going on in the challenges. Talking and complaining are two different things. Talking is, hey, I've got a challenge. Do you have a solution? Complaining is, I can't believe I have problems. Why do I have problems? That's called complaining. Blaming is, you know, if so and so would stop doing what they're doing, then I could fix my life. So you stopped talking and looking for solutions and you got quiet or you went to complaining or blaming. Big reason why people will give up. Next one, you let sleep take you over. When something's tough, the mind doesn't want to face it. And so you'll sleep in longer. You'll take 6 hour naps in the middle of the day. Sleep sometimes is an avoidance technique. But Kirk, I feel so much better when I get up. Yeah, 6 hour nap. How about take a 1 hour nap? How about get to bed on time? But when you sleep in, it's another sign that you're starting to give up and hide from what's going on. Avoiding the problem, avoiding the challenge is never going to fix it. You know you avoid. You know you do. So how do you not avoid? Well, you keep talking and asking people for solutions and you stay conscious and in the game, like you want to solve this. Everybody has challenges. Everybody has challenges. Next reason why somebody will stop is they go into that mode of they're so alone. Nobody in the world has the problem that you have, and it's so bad, it's so terrible, and you're the only person in the world. You're not. You're one of millions and millions and millions of people who have lived on the earth who have already had the problems you've already had. In fact, right now, there's people in this world who has an identical problem the same as you, but they're figuring it out. And your job is to find that person and believe that there are people who are solving it. If you could get your mind in the world of, man, I gotta find somebody who's already been in this problem before so I can fix it, you won't stay stopped. The big one, number five here, is that unconscious blame. It's another reason why you give up is you find other people to point your finger at. And you lose the momentum of solving whatever you're facing at this time. Perseverance is this: how to not give up. Number one, to express what is happening to you. But you express it in a way that you want to figure it out. You're not complaining or blaming, but you want to figure it out. You're a problem solver. Really, like, get into that whole, you know, energy of you're a problem solver for your life. And next week, don't worry, you'll have a new problem, just like me. Every week, I got these new problems and these new things I've never faced before. But I wanted to take on the title of I'm a problem solver. So when I talk to people, I want to solve what's going on. That's what I'm looking for, is to solve it. Number two, get some better sleep. And that means get to bed on time. Staying up super late at night is not always the answer of solving problems. It actually turns your brain to mush. And how are you supposed to think better tomorrow morning when your brains are mush? I think the best time to get inspiration and new ideas about how to solve your problems is actually in the morning. go to bed sooner. Try getting up a little bit earlier. You think more clearly in the morning when you get better sleep. Next, take small steps. There's nothing that says you have to take gigantic steps through challenges and problems, but take little tiny ones. It's not going to feel like you're making much progress, but every step gets you closer to solving or coping or moving through what it is that you're facing right now. You're not alone either. Ask for help. And if you think, oh, my family doesn't understand, my friends don't understand, there are people who do understand. You're not alone. Keep asking who has gone through something similar like this. And once you start asking enough people, they're going to guide you to other people who have already gotten through what you're facing right now. There's no reason to stop. No reason to stop. And the last one, whatever the challenge and problem is you're facing in your life, just own it. It's teaching you. It's there to teach you a great lesson in life. And I've learned this too. I've come from a place of thinking, why do I have problems? Why is this happening to me? Why me? Why me? Why me? And then I got to stop and remember going, wait a second, maybe this is for me. Maybe I'm supposed to learn something. Maybe this is going to help me. Maybe I need to switch my thinking and actually be grateful for the lessons I'm learning here. Maybe this education from this problem is going to help me get through a bigger problem. There's a new way of thinking. But as you learn how to persevere through whatever comes your way, you can actually follow these steps and these guidelines here so that you can literally take steps into literally achieving some great things in your life. Every person has challenges. Every person has problems. I think the difference is the way we approach them. You can approach them in a way of you're going to give up, or you can approach it in a way of this is not going to stop me. I'm not going to give up. Choose the path you want to go down. People who get stopped, they get stuck. People who take the steps and follow these steps to keep moving forward, they learn, they grow, they have deeper understanding, they meet new people, they develop a team of people around them, and it helps them become a better person. One of the first problems that people have when they're looking at problems is they think the problem is what's stopping them. The problem is, problems are not problems. They're gifts. Your problems and your challenges are here to teach you. And they're here to help you become a bigger and better person than where you were just last week. Embrace the gift and choose not to get stopped. Here at Three Key Elements, we care about your progress and we care about your education. One of the reasons why I created this video today is because I knew you were looking for it. And I knew that you were someone who were looking for what do I do now to get me moving forward. And you found these suggestions. Take action on one or two of these and notice the big difference it's going to make. And also, don't miss out on the next video I'm going to send you. Subscribe so that everything I'm producing here and creating will come straight to you and you don't miss any of it. Because you never know what's going to happen next week. I really believe that the next videos I'm going to send to you are going to help you. They're going to help you be prepared. They're going to help you be more conscious, more aware of what's going on in your life. Because here at the Three Key Elements family, we want to help you be more prepared so that you can have that progress in life that you want. So subscribe and enjoy the rest of what we're going to send you, because your life matters.